This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, November 18. He is near. Dear friends, here's a candid confession. I've never been very comfortable reading about the end of days, much less preaching about it. The idea, well, it literally scares the hell out of me. But doubtless, that's what God intended. It's a stark reminder that our loving God, well, he's not a pushover. He's forgiving, and he's just. So what are we to take away from these dire predictions? First of all, it's the revealed word of God. You and I can quibble with it. We can deny it, but we're not going to change it. We must live with it. And more than that, we must embrace it. Whether our own personal end times comes individually or as a species, it most surely will come. And in the context of eternity, the distinctions are marginal. How God chooses to gather us home is his business. We pray for a merciful passage, but his will be done. I'm sure that from time to time most of us share Woody Allen's sentiment that I'm not afraid of death, I just don't want to be there when it happens. Hopefully we're not as fixated or neurotic as Woody, but his is a natural human reaction to the uncertainty that surrounds the certainty of mortality. The difference is that we have an ace in the hole. We know with certainty that this life is not all there is. We're not facing our end. We're facing our beginning. Over and over, Jesus has promised eternal life to those who believe in him. Through the resurrection, he conquered death. And in his daily presence in the lives of all his believers, he extends that hope and that peace to us. And that's the secret of coming to grips with earthly mortality. As this week's gospel tells us, he is near. Keeping God near, or more to the point, keeping near to God, well, that's what life is all about. And whether at our last moments are spent slipping peacefully off or in cataclysm, the destination is the same. We will all soon stand before a loving and just God. The big question is not if and when we go to God, but how we go to him. Do we go to face heaven's judge as indifferent or alienated strangers? Or do we go as faithful children into the welcoming arms of our loving Father? Whether it's our individual judgment day or the collective judgment day of reckoning, it's obviously not the best time to try to make God's acquaintance. Infinitely better to have a familiar and constant conversation with God briefly interrupted on this side of life's threshold and lovingly picked up again in his glory. He is near. My friends, stay near to him. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit my parish at www.stpetersbayshore.org or follow me on iTunes, Facebook, or Twitter. God love you.